Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 125. I'm going to turn up the meathead dude bro guy for this just for a minute, because I actually think it's going to be super relevant for this episode. So now maybe finally all the banging gym mirror selfies and protein powder will make sense. But for real, this episode in a little bit was inspired by the gym. And also not the gym, but you'll see why I say that in just a minute. So I'm super excited to talk about this topic. I'm going to hop right into it, but I do want to say thank you very quickly. The numbers for the show, the downloads, the listens are nuts right now. Like, so much so that I reached out to my hosting platform to see if there was a bug or an error or something, and there isn't. So that means that you all are just sharing it so much, and I can see that in the numbers. So here's a sincere thank you for real. Just to say that you all are really amazing. It means so, so much to me to see the numbers grow. It's just fun. It's fun for me to do the show. That's literally it. People ask why I do it. I used to say, you know, I do it for myself, because that's how it started, as a mechanism to be more introspective. But now it's like, I can't just say that anymore. I do it for myself. True. But I also do it for you, because you share so much. You support me so much. It really is just incredible. So thank you. Sincere thank you. And also a quick request. I say this all the time, but if you are enjoying the show and you could share it, or if you can rate and review it, that would also be amazing. And it would also mean the world to me. And I'm, you know, I also mentioned that, you know, I'm not selling anything. I don't have any sponsors. I stopped doing sponsors for a reason. I'm not doing a Patreon or anything like that. So I don't have anything. Just a quick, sincere request that if you're enjoying the show, to share it with a friend, tell them to subscribe, tell them I do these episodes twice a week, Mondays and Thursdays, that I'm a chill dude who lives in Chicago, who loves life, and hopefully that the show can help them out a little bit. Or if you could also drop a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts, that would be legit amazing. And I'll thank you personally. So shoot me a DM on Instagram at case.kenny if you do that. Sound good? Either way, thank you so much, so, so much. You make this fun, you make it fulfilling, you make it so worth it, and I hope it does the same for you. So thank you. Let's get into it. Let's talk about the gym a little bit. I think it's funny for me, you know, when I go to the gym, I'm usually in, like, do not talk to me mode. I wear a hat when I work out. I always have my headphones in, duh. I'm usually blasting house music or maybe something a little angrier, like Metallica or Disturbed or something, just to get the blood flowing. But the other day I was working out per usual Tuesday, arms and back, so, you know, about 1,000 reps ought to do it or so. And I was working out, but I was listening to something very unlike me. It was a indie song. Yeah, I know, right? And I am just in awe of how beautiful I think this song is. It's a song called We Are On Time by Nako and Medicine for the People, and it's just so freaking good. Very unlike me, because I have really stubborn taste in music, but this song, man, it's so good. And it has the following line, and I think if there ever was a song lyric that I decided to get a tattoo of, to be cliche, this would be it, honestly. And the line in the song is as follows. It says, sometimes I'm broken, sometimes I'm mended. On the road, I can cope to get up and do it all over again. And man, I love that. For real. And it's this song, those lyrics, and this idea of working out that inspired this episode. Because they both reminded me that in life, more often than not, things get harder, much harder, before things get easier. That things get more uncomfortable, crazier, you feel more lost, you get rejected more before you win, before you're happy, before you find where you belong. That, you know, life is just that. that you'll be broken, you'll become mended, and then you do it all over again. It's a circle. And it's just like working out to me. So here's the reference, that it gets harder before it gets easier. Like for you, like if you lift weights, for example, this is super clear, especially if you like lift heavier weights and you're into that kind of thing. Like if you're on the bench press, for example, you know, I can roll into the gym, I can get warmed up a little bit and then get ready to do my sets. Like I want to do 5 sets, call it. And I'll put the weight on the bar and I'll do it 5 reps, right? 5 reps for 1 set. And I'll do that first one and I'll be like, crap, that was heavy, man. That was really heavy. There's no way I can do 4 more sets of that. I'm already toast. It's that heavy. But you know what? After doing another 2 sets and I'm set 4, it's not so hard anymore. And it's weird, frankly. It's something about getting used to that weight, wrapping your head mentally around the fact that it's heavy, feeling the weight in your hand, getting that in your head, feeling it throughout your body. And then suddenly you do it a couple times and it becomes easier. And this is a fact. Like, I'm not bullshitting you. You know this if you work out. And then, of course, after doing that, after a month of doing that same weight, you'll find the weight in and of itself easier, and then you could do more weight, and you grow. And that's how working out works, I suppose. And that's the same in the gym or at SoulCycle or some aerobic training or some running or training for anything. And I see this same idea in life and in every single area of my life, in fact. And I've learned that, you know, it's my willingness to feel that discomfort, to feel the weight of my life in my head and to push past it that makes me grow, that leads me to a happier place. Or as the song says, you know, I can feel that brokenness. I can feel myself fixing myself. And then life is basically just a cycle of me feeling that and doing that over and over and over again. So that's kind of like the bro-y headline for this episode. And I've learned it to be incredibly true, that things get harder before things get easier. You know, things get harder before they get easier, and the quality of your life, your happiness, your fulfillment, your success, relationships, everything, that is determined by your willingness to face it time and time and time again. It's your willingness to hold that weight, to see it, to experience it, and then to push past it to a point where it'll all be worth it. But again, you know, like most people, I haven't always lived this truth. It's not the easiest thing to actually live. I've always been very tempted that when I have a bad day or a bad month or even a bad year, to just let those things consume me, to see those things as a reflection of the quality of my life and to see it as, you know, well, you know, this is what my life has become. But this idea of it gets harder before it gets easier has completely changed that mindset. It's made me realize that life, honestly, comes down to only 2 things. It comes down to the effort you put into getting the things you want, and it comes down to how much discomfort you're willing to endure and how willing you are to roll with the punches. And I'm not going to talk about effort in this episode. You know, you got to put in effort to get what you want. I think that comes down to a lot of things like skills and vision and all that stuff. And there's no denying that that can be somewhat complicated and not universal. But this idea of rolling with the punches, that's something we can all do, man. That's just a mindset. It's just a mindset rooted in what I just said, recognizing that life gets harder before it gets easier. And you can replace the word easier with anything you're seeking in life. Life gets harder before you find more happiness. Life gets harder before you find more success. Life gets harder before you find the right person. And so on and so on and so on, to the point where I believe this so much that I see it everywhere in my life. Where now, when I'm going through something, some BS, something bad, failing, rejection, lost, anything, I'm like, well, wow, okay, this sucks, not gonna lie, but I'm excited because it means that I'm going to level up soon. And time again, sure enough, on the other side of those things is the thing or things that I want. And I do level up. It just came down to me being able to roll with the punches because I knew it was worth it. And then I'll come out the other side and months later look back and I'd be like, wow, that was nothing, man. I could do that again. And that's the cycle of life, feeling broken, feeling mended, and then doing it all over again and again and again and again and again. And I think it's people who embrace that, like really, really embrace it and live it, really live it. It's those people who get what they want out of life. I don't think there's any denying that. I really don't. I see that in the most happy, fulfilled people I know. I see it in my life. It's become universal. But, you know, I get it. Of course, this is so much easier said than done. I personally, to my point, really used to struggle with understanding that things get harder before things get easier. I was like, nah, you know, they're just hard. Things just get harder and harder and harder. You know, it sucks. I suck. You suck. Everyone sucks. Everything sucks. Like, for real. I'd feel, you know, lost in my job, and it would continue month after month after month. Or I would be blindsided by a relationship falling apart, and that would dwell and dwell and dwell. Or family issues or whatever. So many things. And those things would be happening, and they would just consume me. It'd be to me like it was like the biggest thing in the world, like a huge shadow in my life. It was like the only thing that mattered, and it didn't seem that there was a world out there in the future where those things didn't exist, where those things weren't holding me back. You could probably relate to this, you know? And then it's like a horrible cycle because you're even more miserable because you let that misery loom over you, and all you do is think about it, you live in it, and you kind of let it become you. Again, this could be anything hard. Right? Anything that's tough, anything that's confusing, that's frustrating, a breakup, trouble with your family, health issues, your career, lack of creative fulfillment, literally anything that's hard. But where I've changed and where I've learned something is right here. And it's so powerful to me. It's that, again, you just have to realize that life is simply a cycle of these things happening time and time and time again. And if you can grow to be like, well, that's ironically quite exciting because I'm ready to level up, and you can say that to yourself, that changes a lot because you won't be so consumed like I used to be by those things. You'll become almost willing and excited to struggle for those things. You'll become willing to endure for those things because you want what's on the other side. And I'm going to borrow from Mark Manson here. He's an author. He's the guy, you probably might know his name. He's the guy who wrote the book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. And he alludes to this idea somewhat indirectly. He says that the quality of our lives comes down to one thing and one thing only, how much we're willing to endure for what we want. That who you are is defined by the values you're willing to struggle for. And he gives the examples of, you know, people who enjoy the struggles of the gym are the ones who get in good shape. Okay, makes sense. He also gives example, you know, people who enjoy working long weekends, who endure the politics of the corporate bureaucratic ladder, those are the ones who move up. Or, you know, people who enjoy the stress and the uncertainty of the starving artist lifestyle, those are the people who live it and then who make it, right? That, you know, those people know what they want, and as a result, they're willing to suffer for it in order to get it. And with this episode, I'm not talking about the specifics of what you want, like to be an amazing salesperson or an artist or an athlete or a dancer or whatever. I'm talking higher level than that. That in general, I think we all want to be happy and fulfilled and appreciated and loved. Let's call it those four things right there. Those four things that I want to be happy, I want to be fulfilled, I want to be appreciated, and I want to be loved. And it's with those things in mind that I've grown to not be afraid to endure a lot in life. I'm not afraid to face harder times to get those things because I know it gets harder before it gets easier. I know that more often than not, I feel unhappy before I feel happy. I feel unfulfilled before I become fulfilled. I feel unappreciated and unloved before I find those very things in the right person, in the right people. And I've seen that time and time and time again. And I now know it to be so true and like almost predictable to an extent that things get harder before they get easier. But now it's like, that's okay because I want what's on the other side. It's predictable. I know there's something good on the other side. And I know now I gotta suck it up. I have to endure. I know I have to do sets one and sets two or even set three before I get to that fourth and fifth set. And those are the sets that really matter. Those are the sets that grow for you, right? So in life, you know, I know that, okay, sometimes that means I have to endure being alone. Okay, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with enduring that loneliness or whatever because I know on the other side is the right person, for example. Or, you know, okay, if it means I'm rejected or turned down for something, okay, I'm willing to endure. I'm willing to stay strong and choose myself rather than settle for the next best thing, right? I'm willing to endure. And that like amps me up now. I'll be like, nah, you know, I'm Case Kenny. I'm here to endure. I'm here. Yeah, I'm here to hit rock bottom. Why not? I'm here to fail. I'm here to take a wrong turn. I'm here to be told I'm not good enough or to be rejected. I'm here to suffer, as weird as that sounds, because I'm also here for something bigger. And that's I'm here to get back up again and again and again and again and again. And that right there is what makes all the difference, that I can endure. You know, I will endure. I'm excited to endure because I want what I now know is on the other side of those things. I know that no great things come free of charge. You know, happiness? Nah, that's never just given to you. You have to feel the opposite of that to get the real thing. Same with every other feeling or emotion you want. You have to experience the opposite. I certainly wish that wasn't the case, okay? But, you know, it is. And realizing that is a powerful thing because you come to know that rolling with the punches is so important to get what you want. And it's just the mindset. It doesn't require any skills or a network or someone you know or money or anything like that. It's just the mindset. It's literally just the mindset that says you will endure again and again and again. And I think you should be willing to endure quite a lot for what you want. And you want to be happy, you want to be fulfilled, you want to be appreciated, and you want to be loved, don't you? I sure do. And here's something big I've learned that is best said by, it's an author whose name I can't pronounce. I'm going to go ahead and say Thissuri Waniarachchi. She's from Sri Lanka. And I found this quote. I was literally just searching online because I wanted to find a better way to say what I'm trying to say right now. And she said the following, and I freaking love it. She said, "Life is at its best when everything has fallen out of place and you decide that you're going to fight to get it right, not when everything is going your way and everyone is praising you." Ah, I love that. I love that. You know, life is at its best when you're in the bullshit, but you've decided you're going to endure it to get it right. And then it happens again and you're willing to roll with the punches again. And then it happens again and again and again and again. And that is life. And that is how I think we should all strive to approach it, with that realization that that's the way it is. Because that faith, call it, that strength is why you're here right now. It's why you've made it this far. It's why you've made it through all those things you've gone through. It's why you'll make it through again and again and again. It's why now, I'm hoping after you listen to this, that you'll make it through again and again and again, but with a bit more pep in your step. That your head will be held a bit higher because you know that life gets harder before it gets easier, but you're willing to endure to get it right. You're willing to endure to be happy, fulfilled, appreciated, and loved. You're willing to put up with, you know, the shitty first dates, you know, times of feeling lonely. You're willing to feel lost and rejected in your career. You're willing to feel unlucky and beat up just in general. You're willing to feel like you're falling behind everyone else. You're willing to endure all those things, feel all those things, look all those things in the face, because you know that life is about rolling with the punches just as much as it is about hustling to get what you want. You'll know that, you know, people who have exactly what they want in life, who are happy and smiling and all that, that they got there through skills, okay, but also through just pure mental fortitude, pure endurance. You know, they don't have what they have because it was given to them or because they got lucky. Life doesn't just give those things out like Oprah. You know, it's not like, oh, you get happiness and you get happiness and you get happiness. You know, those people got those things through looking at their pain and discomfort and rejection and recognizing that it's always been necessary and always will be necessary for what they want. That things get harder before they get easier. That, you know, just like the song says, sometimes you'll be broken, sometimes you'll become mended, but on the road of life, your happiness is built on your willingness to do it again and again and again. And how great is that? Like, I'm saying this with a smile, even though I'm talking about pain and suffering, because it's like really, really inspiring to me. And I've listened to that song, man, like 100 times in the last 2 days. I always tend to do that, but it's so true to me. So true. I was like, I found this and I was like, that is what I've been feeling. I just haven't been able to verbalize it. So true that you won't find love or happiness or fulfillment or whatever you're looking for in life without finding the opposite first, without finding something that's painful or that makes you suffer. Like, that's the truth. You won't find what you're looking for without finding what you're not looking for. You won't find the perfect person for you without finding ones that are not right for you. You won't find your dream job, your dream career, without finding jobs and careers that really suck. You won't. You won't find your best sense of self, your confidence, your realness, without first living and experiencing moments where you were the opposite, fake or uncomfortable or unconfident or awkward, all those things. And I can go on and on and on. That's how I see life. That's how I see everything. But how great is that? It's great because it's the opposite of what I think makes us suffer more, which is when we decide to just give up and not participate in our pain. When we refuse to see the value behind pain, when we refuse to see the growth behind that pain, when we shut down, when we shut ourselves down, when we shut others out. But there's great news here, because with this mindset that things get harder before they get easier, that you won't do that anymore. You'll participate in that pain because you know it's so valuable and that what you want is on the other side. And I think that should give you such great hope, the hope that you need to just keep moving forward. How great is that? I think it's amazing. I think it's fantastic. It's such a powerful realization to hold in your head. Hold it in your head, hold it in your heart. Let it energize you. Let it give you purpose to roll with the punches again and again and again. Because good things really do come out the other end. They really do. So I'll leave you with that again, that things get harder before they get easier. And, you know, to finish the analogy here, I think we should just, in a sense, just feel the burn. You know, feel it like you feel in the gym and just do a couple more reps because it's worth it to get to the other side. So that's it. Hope you enjoyed this episode. I'd love it if you'd share it with a friend or two or three. Share it with someone who is strong, who can really endure because they know what they want. Or share it with someone who's going through a tough time and can use this reminder to keep their head up a little bit. So that's it. Let me know what you're thinking on Instagram at case.kenny. I love your feedback. I love all the tags and comments and everything like that. Seriously, really does make my day. So keep them coming at case.kenny on Instagram. So until next episode, I'm out.